White House says Epstein birthday card proven fake by Wall Street Journal's own reporting. By Nick Gilbertson on September 8, 2025. The White House says the Wall Street Journal's own reporting has proven the illegitimacy of the birthday card the outlet claimed President Donald Trump sent to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt took to X Monday afternoon to respond to the journal's report, which included an image of the card in question. The latest piece published by The Wall Street Journal proves this entire birthday card story is false, Leavitt wrote. As I have said all along, it's very clear President Trump did not draw this picture, and he did not sign it. President Trump's legal team will continue to aggressively pursue litigation, she added. The outlet first reported on the card's contents in July, but did not publish it. On Monday, the House Oversight Committee received copies of the card allegedly sent by Trump, according to the journal. Leavitt also blasted Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Palazzolo, accusing him of sending a request for comment to the White House the exact moment the story was published. Palazzolo and Khadija Softar share a byline on the article. Furthermore, the reporter at Joe_Palazzolo who wrote this hatchet job reached out for comment at the exact same minute he published his story, giving us no time to respond, Leavitt wrote. This is fake news to perpetuate the Democrat Epstein hoax. In July, Trump denied writing a birthday card to Epstein when the journal's initial story came out. This is not me. This is a fake thing. It's a fake Wall Street Journal story. I never wrote a picture in my life. I don't draw pictures of women. It's not my language. It's not my words, he said.